This is Roger.
Hi, Roger. It's Bob Pretty at the Missouri Net.
Yeah.
I got my computer gremlins worked out here. All right. Let's. If you've got a minute, we can do
we'll
the talk.
We'll try
here.
This again.
Okay. I've got the recorder running. Give me an idea of how long this process has been going on and how many superintendents have been involved in the discussions and working out this recommendation.
This whole process started really at the end of July, and it was a joint project of the cooperating school districts in St. Louis and the cooperating school districts in Kansas, Greater Kansas City, and the Missouri Association of School Administrators. And what we did is we brought together superintendents from Kansas City, St. Louis, and some outstate Missouri superintendents. We had about 20 in total that spent about 2 days working on trying to work out a solution to the school transfer issue.
Now, although the main focus these days is on the St. Louis area, especially the Norman District, the Normandy District, and some problems that are still in the Kansas City area, this kind of situation can happen to almost any school district. In fact, I remember in years past there have been some small districts that have been shut down, and their students have been moved out, or they have lost accreditation outstate Missouri and had to deal with this themselves. So it's not just a big city issue, is it?
No, this is not just a big city issue. It can essentially impact any school district in the state, and we had included some outstate Missouri superintendents in our discussions as well.
Well, tell me what you folks have worked out. What's the alternative?
Well, basically, the group felt that every student matters, and every school matters, and every community matters. And what they tried to do was develop an intervention model with increasing interventions as the performance of the school district or schools declines. So, if you will, as school districts with high performing would have no interventions, and those with the lowest performing level would have the most.
At this point, are we in a situation where an entire school district can be penalized just because one or two buildings within a district are not up to snuff academically?
That is a possibility, and in all of the current unaccredited school districts in the state, there are schools within those districts that are achieving very well. They're doing extremely well. The consensus among the folks that we had here in Jefferson City is that transferring students out of unaccredited districts is not in the best interest of all students and will not lead to the improvement of those unaccredited districts.
You know, I've thought for a long time as I looked at the way things are done that when a school district loses accreditation, penalizing that district by taking another big chunk of its finances out of its own budget to move students somewhere else just only aggravates the situation.
Exactly. We felt that the superintendents that were here felt that the current process is not academically or fiscally sustainable. And so what they are proposing is a new level of accreditation called academically stressed, where intensive interventions will occur at that point. And they felt that if we wait until we determine that they're unaccredited, it's way too late. The interventions need to start much earlier. They need to be more intensive, and they need to help all kids.
Give me an idea of some of the things that would happen with these intensive interventions.
Well, let's start at the provisionally accredited level.
Okay.
What they're looking at the provisionally accredited level, if a district is designated as provisionally accredited, they're suggesting that a review group go into that school district and make a very thorough review of the district and come up with a plan for that district to improve. Basically looking at the low-performing school buildings in that district and seeing what needs to be done and providing a plan and a roadmap for improving. Now, if the school district is academically stressed or is basically in the area that we consider unaccredited at the current time, what we're suggesting is a achievement school district be created that will take over control of those underperforming school buildings. And that achievement school district could remove the state board, have a state-appointed board for overseeing those school buildings. They could, if they feel that the superintendent is the problem, they could remove the superintendent, principals, and teachers. They would have authority to do what's needed in those school districts to turn them around. We think that if a person is put in charge of that whole process at the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, that it will get the attention that it needs, and hopefully we can turn these schools around rather than transporting a portion of the students out.
Well, you and I have both been at the Capitol long enough to know that the phrase that throwing money at a problem doesn't solve it is something that the members of the legislature like to often say. Is this plan that you folks are putting forth involve any additional funding, or should it involve any additional funding?
I think that probably it will take a little additional funding to provide the kind of oversight and intervention strategies that are needed at these schools, but it would be far less than the amount that we're estimating or that would be needed to transport the kids to other districts. So in a real sense, it would be probably revenue neutral at that point.
Well, what do you think the chances are that the legislature will approve this new thing, or is this something the legislature even needs to consider? Is it something the state school board can do?
For the most part, a lot of this can be done by the State Board of Education. However, there are some changes that would probably have to be made in state statute, and we are going to be working with legislators and talking to them about this proposal. We felt that there needed to be an alternative to transferring kids out of the school districts, and or a portion of the kids, as I should say, a portion of the kids out of the school district. And we thought that it's a lot more advantageous to spend funds on improved instruction rather than transportation.
Is there also a fairness issue for the districts that are getting students that are being transferred in? I don't know that you. I saw
the receiving districts.
Yeah, the receiving districts. Do they? I mean, they're getting some money from the district that's not accredited. But are there problems for the districts that are receiving districts that are not addressed under the current law either?
The whole transportation issue is a real problem. And we had all of the receiving districts we had the school districts that the unaccredited districts in St. Louis had chosen to receive the students. They were all participants in this process, and they all felt that this is a lot better solution than what we're doing right now.
Refresh for me. Which districts in Missouri at this stage are fully unaccredited, and where we are in terms of provisionally accredited districts?
Right now, there are three unaccredited school districts in the state of Missouri. Those are Riverview Gardens, Normandy, and the Kansas City School District as of this time. There are about, I believe, 10 provisionally accredited districts in the state, and I don't have that list in front of me.
Last time I saw the list, they were scattered throughout the state, though.
Right. They are scattered around the state.
And if you're provisionally accredited, that means you're kind of right on the edge. You could go either way, I suppose. So this is something that people in a lot of these districts in the state of Missouri need to be paying attention to.
And right now, there's not much of anything, and there's very little interventions in provisionally accredited school districts in the state. They're just kind of left to improve upon themselves. And so what we're suggesting is that's where the intervention should start, and we want to start that earlier, and then, as I mentioned earlier, more intensive in interventions.
Has anybody done a study of the students who are transferred out of these failing districts to other districts? Do they do better? Does their record improve? Is there an advantage to them going to other districts?
I don't know that. Well, of course, with this current transfer, that's only been going on since August, so it's a little early to tell about that, I believe.
Yeah. Well, we've had situations like this in the past, but I've never heard anybody say whether the students who moved into these other districts actually did get better or did perform better because of that.
And I don't have any data on that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what kind of odds are you giving this plan?
Well, we felt that we need to provide an alternative solution, and I don't know what the odds are, but we're going to try to share this idea with as many people as we can and see if we can get some buy-in from leaders in the legislature and at the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education.
Is this a case of somebody has to do something because what's being done now doesn't really seem to be working that well?
That's exactly right. Our folks really felt, and the consensus of all the Missouri education leaders that I've talked to, is that transferring students out of unaccredited districts is not in the best interest of all the students and will not lead to the improvement of unaccredited districts. So they felt in order to improve unaccredited districts, a solution of support and early intervention must be provided.
Good. I appreciate your time today, Roger. Thank you very much
for
it.
Okay. I appreciate you too, Bob.
Okay. Bye.
Take care.